great is the morning, Anna's Wednesday morning. Can you believe it? 26th of the month of June. January, February, March, April, May. June is really come and gone. It's nearly there. Can you believe it? How are you doing this morning? Well, I just want to bless you this morning with a Birkat Kohanim. Hey, Birkat Kohanim, what is that, you would say? Well, I think you know it so well. Birkat Kohanim, also known as the rabbinic literature, raising of the hands, Nesiat Kapayim in the Hebrew. From a platform called Ilaya Ledukan. It all means that Numbers, chapter 6, 23 to 27, the Lord said to Moses, Moses, tell Aaron and his sons, this is how you are to bless the Israelites. Say to them, the Lord bless you, and the Lord keep you. The Lord makes his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will turn his face towards you and give you peace. So they will put my name on the Israelites and I will bless them. It's called the priestly blessing, the priestly benediction. In the Hebrew it says the Birkat Kohanim, or literally meaning the raising of the hands of the priests. But here the emphasis is not on the raising of the hands. The emphasis is not on the rostrum you are standing on, because that's what the Hebrew rabbis did when they raised their hands. They did it from a platform called Aliyah Ledukan. In the Hebrew. But the main thing is the priestly blessing, the raising of the hands, is the emphasis is upon God, not upon the Israelites. The blessing originates in God Almighty, creator of the heavens and the earth. It is the Lord God who blesses the people. And when you and I come, in the name of Christ Jesus, to receive the blessing from God. We are many times so eager to, forgive me if I'm trespassing upon a few toes now. We are many a time so easy just to say, I bless you. Without realizing this blessing originates in God, the Almighty Creator of heaven and earth, by the grace of Christ Jesus and the power of His Holy Spirit. So when we say, the Lord will bless you and the Lord will keep you, the Lord will make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you, the Lord will turn His face towards you and give you peace. What does it mean for a New Testament Christian? What does it mean? I want to break it down in three parts of the priestly blessing, but take it wider. For the Orthodox Jews, it ends in Numbers chapter 6. But for you and me, for the kingdom of Christ, by His grace and by the power of His Holy Spirit, God says, in the New Testament Christian, the blessing is not only a general blessing of a specific protection that the Lord God gives to you. For the New Covenant believer in Christ, the protection of God has a somewhat different connotation. While we as disciples of Christ Jesus hope and pray for physical protection from enemies, we ought to know that God has not promised this. In fact, you know what God promised to the New Testament Christian? Do you realize this? Do you and I realize that 2 Timothy 3:12 says, "Indeed, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted." 2 Timothy 3 verse 12. In fact, it says, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. That's what the New Testament, the New Covenant in Christ Jesus' disciple will experience. It's not a life without persecution in whatever form it may come to you. And perhaps this morning you are going through some or other difficulty in life, and perhaps you are feeling, "Where is the Lord?" I asked him. For Israel, as they were surrounded by enemies, in the context of Numbers chapter 6, when Aaron said to his sons, or rather the Lord said to Moses, "Tell Aaron and his sons how to bless the Israelites," it had somewhat different meaning in the Birkat Kohanim. And even to this day, for the Orthodox Jewish community, it has the meaning that God will protect them from persecution. But for you and me as Christ Jesus' disciples, it goes much deeper, wider, even into all eternity. And that's the difference. When the Lord blesses you and keep you, as Numbers 6 says, it's not only a general blessing, keeping you safe in the sense of guarding or watching over you, that nothing or no one can ever harm you. 2 Timothy 3:12 says, and in God promised this. In fact, he promised persecution and not protection. Indeed, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. However, God has also promised that nothing shall be able to separate you and me from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. You remember Paul writing to the Romans in the Italian city of Rome, Romans 8, 36 to 38, where it says in Romans 8, 26, "Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words." Oh, what a word. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We don't know what we ought to pray for, but the Holy Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And when did Paul say this? Paul said this while sitting in a Roman prison, awaiting his execution, while Paul was confident that God would rescue him and bring him safely to the heavenly kingdom. What happened? 2 Timothy 4:18 says, "The Lord will rescue me from every evil deed and bring me safely into his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory forever and ever." The way Paul was safely transported to that kingdom in heaven was by the executioner's blade, by chopping off his head. And therefore Paul writes to the young pastor Timothy. And therefore Paul says to the young Timothy in 2 Timothy 3:12, "Indeed, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. That's why he wrote from prison, awaiting his execution, to the Italian Christians in Rome, that nothing shall be able to separate us from the love that is in Christ Jesus. Romans 8:26. Go and read 36 to 38 as well. The Spirit will help me in my weakness, said Paul, even when I face the persecution of the executioner's blade. And you can go and read it in 2 Timothy 4:18 when Paul said, the Lord will even rescue me from this evil attack when they chop off my head by the executioner's blade. And I will be safely transported from this world to the kingdom of God by the grace of Christ. And in that context, you and I, as a New Testament believer, wider as the Orthodox Jewish religion, can say, the Lord will bless me and keep me, not only for specific protection, but even when I fall into the arms of death, I will be safely transported by the grace of Christ into the kingdom of God. That is the protection for the Christian. The second thing from number 6, the Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. It's got something to do with the experiencing of God's favor. It's got everything to do with the experiencing of God's favor. You know, when a person sees a loved one, when I see my children or grandchildren, my face lights up. Yeah, it's true. Louise and I, we just had our grandchildren for a few days here in the holidays. And every time I see them, my face lights up. God's face radiates with divine favor when he sees his children. God's aangezicht straal sy guns uit. And therefore new covenant believers in Christ Jesus as Jesus' disciples have the promise of God's never-ending love, as Romans 8:26 to 38 says. Already, we've experienced God's gracious response to save us from our greatest enemies. And what is our greatest enemies? Go and read 1 Corinthians 15, verse 56 to 57. 1 Corinthians 15:56 says, the sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. That's our greatest enemies, sin and death. And God's face, when he sees me, says, you as a new covenant believer, a New Testament Christ Jesus follower, by his grace, you will experience my gracious response to save you from your greatest enemy, sin and death. Thirdly, number 6 says, the Lord turns his face towards you and gives you peace. He gives you peace. The Lord will turn his face towards you and give you peace. Now, for the Old Testament Old Testament Orthodox Jewish believers, when Aaron made this priestly blessing, this had a limited, forgive my word, a limited meaning. But for you and me, as Jesus Christ's disciples, as New Covenant believers, as New Testament people, it has a meaning without limits. The Lord will turn his face towards you in Christ's grace and by the power of the Holy Spirit and give you peace. Now I want to take you back to the context of number 6. The nations surrounding Israel at the time believed in God's with a small letter G, gods? They were heathens who could be distracted by other things, no like a human being. These gods had to be summoned, awakened, or roused to action. Hierdie afgode wat om Israel was, in die context van Numeri 6, hierdie afgode van die heidene moes wakker gemaak word, moes geroep word, moes bewus gemaak word, om tot aksie oor te gaan. Many pagan religious rituals were designed to attract the attention of the gods. Come on, God of this and God of that and God of this. I need your attention to act when I worship the gods. When worshiping the gods, these nations around Israel at the time of Numbers chapter 6, their worship was designed to attract the attention of the gods, to put the gods in a proper mood to act on behalf of their worshippers. And this was a foreign religion to Israel, of the surrounding nations. And then when the people of Israel were faithful to God, His face, says number 6, was towards them with a result of peace. And what is peace? We know the word shalom in the Hebrew. But peace is more than just an absence of warfare or difficulty. It's a completeness or a wholeness and maturity. Vrede is nie net die afwesigheid van bedreiging of oorlog of vijandskap of wat ook al, of uitdaging. Vryheid ten diepste as shalom beteken heling, volheid, vervulling van God in jou. Waar gebrokenheid geheel word, waar leegheid volgemaak word met die vervulling van God. Dit is shalom. It's not only the absence of warfare, but the completeness or the wholeness, the maturity of the fulfilling of God Almighty. And therefore the new covenant believer, the disciple of Christ Jesus, you and me, we've been granted access to this peace of God, because it's only in God, by the grace of Christ, that I can experience the wholeness, the completeness, the maturity, the fullness of God. And this access to that type of shalom, to that type of peace, that is in the blessing when it says the Lord will turn His face towards you and give you peace, that is only for the new covenant believer, the peace, the shalom with God through Jesus Christ. Through the grace of Christ Jesus. What a word. What a word to know, as Paul told the people in Rome, therefore, and it's recorded in Romans 5, verse 1. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by trusting Him to take care of us. That is the peace that is yours and mine. And how do I get there? Philippians 4, 6 to 7 says, only by the way of prayer. By the way of prayer. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving let your requests be made known to God. Father God, hear my prayer this morning for this type of peace, for this type of blessing. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And I'm amen. not only in the context of the Old Testament, but as a disciple of Christ's grace. In Jesus' name, amen.